Hello, Dr. Sundaram, NLP psychologist from India. Welcome for today's episode. You can see my work of the last 25 years using NLP applications to the youth of society in over 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night in whichever the part of the world you are welcome. Welcome for the episode. This program is mostly meant for my NLP students who are scattered across the globe. NLP is a psychological training program, a breakthrough psychological training program with mathematical precision. I conduct NLP training program, the basic, the masters, and train the trainers. You can go to my website to find out the details. Today's episode, one of my students have asked me how presuppositions improve the quality of life. How presupposition improves the quality of your life. Well, friends, let us take NLP foundation. NLP is made on certain foundation principles, like the ABCDs of any language. The basic fundamental of NLP is presuppositions. If you don't believe in it, you cannot work with NLP. So there are many presuppositions. Let us take one. Perception is not equal to truth. The map is not equal to the territory. What is a map? Map is what you perceive. Half glasses full is one map. Half glasses empty is one map. But the truth is the reality which you face. Okay? When I look at you, you're very smart, very young, very energetic. I can say that you're very smart. But that doesn't mean you're healthy. The reality is your health. When I check up with some medical tests, then only I know the reality of the truth. So, friends, what is perception? Perception is a map we carry in our mind. It is what? Our mental world. Perception as our mental world. Well, I told you, let me give you an example. I was a training manager of Bharat Heavy Electrical Limited, one of the top 10 power industries of the world. A $500 billion company with around 85,000 employees. I was a training manager then. And all the management trainees we used to recruit from top colleges of India, IITs and IIMs, and I was training them. We used to recruit every year, we used to recruit about 3,000 young engineering and management graduates and train them for a consolidated period of 1 to 2 years. Paid training program only. Classroom training. So, friends, I was in charge of that. So, what happened? I came across a girl, Rajeshwari. She is from IIT Chennai. A very introvert, very shy girl, and she was an MBA finance. MBA finance. So I used to make her talk, give a lot of opportunity in my training programs to make her talk, because she has to face the audience tomorrow when she goes and does a presentation on behalf of the company. Well, I couldn't succeed during the training program. Very introvert girl, very silent girl. Even if you go and shout at her, she will not shout at you. She will smile and she will slip away. This is the perception I had during the training program. Not only me, all my students, all my training officers. But after 5 years, she was posted into the department, an auditing department. She was heading the division. After 5 years, every year some batches come, the batches change. 5 years. What happened was, I had to go to finance to get some financial concurrence done. Then somebody told me that Finance Kankan's papers were not getting cleared and I do not know what to do. And somebody told me, sir, your student is there, Rajeshwari, she can help you out. So that clicked my mind. So what I did is I just asked an appointment. She told you can come after 5 or 6 o'clock. Maybe up to 6 I am busy. I told it's okay. I went on 6 p.m. I was asked to stand outside. And I could see the glass cabin, it became a big cabin, and she's heading some division. And her PA told me to sit somewhere, her assistant told me to sit somewhere. I was sitting and I was observing, I was very happy that the very short span she has improved career wise and taken a lot of responsibilities. A lot of people are coming, talking to her, going, consultation over phone. And I was very happy to see. I was going through the books, we just kept on the desk. And suddenly what happened, an old man, maybe in the 50s, he entered her cabin. She started blasting that old man. She started blasting that old man. Right and left she was blasting. This was something shocking for me. This was very, very shocking for me. Because I never expected that these shy girl, this introvert girl, this slow girl will do that. Then I think I come at a wrong period. Her mood is bad. I don't think she may give some clue about the concurrence papers. Then somehow I was trying to slip out and suddenly the PA told me, sir, she is calling you. Now all the people are gone. She is only waiting for you. I entered the cabin, Rajeshwari, and as I told my problems, the funds and what has happened. And she was in a very polite manner, yes sir, and she gave a lot of clarity. She called up some phone numbers and bought certain documents. And she told, yes sir, it will be done tomorrow, it will be cleared. I talked to all the people. I was very happy with the performance, and at the same time I was surprised. Her loyalty to me as a master or as a guru is one side, another thing is she herself was something different. Yeah, then I asked her one thing. Rajeshwari, can I ask you a question? She told, yes, sir. Why did you fire at that old man? Why did you fire at that old man? She told, sir, to tell you frankly, that he deserves it. I was not shouting at him, I was acting, because that is the way to get an output. He is a drunkard, he drinks and comes to office. If I don't reprimand him, he will repeat it. Oh. So now I have understood, yes, a new perception, a new truth. That means what? Perception keeps on changing, maps keep on changing. We have to update the map to know the reality. Earlier she was a student, map was she was a shy girl. Now she is a responsible executive. Map is now she knows how to deal strategically. So friends, if you come to know across some person who has been shy, a person who doesn't talk, a person who has been good or bad, it doesn't mean he will be permanently bad. It is the perception of the experience of the mental model the person carries in the mind makes a move towards his success. Perception always keeps on changing, maps keeps on always changing. We have to update the map and we cannot take the reality as it is until unless we have the map. So that is where perceptions or maps can be used to understand the situation. Map is not equal to territory. Perception is not the truth. Shy girl, every time shy, that was perception one, that was the map one. That was true in my reality in my training center. But when I went to the same perception, I was challenged, the same map challenge, the new map, I have to update in new map. What is the new map? But now she is a strategic thinker. She knows when to shout, when not to shout. She is now one of performing member of the organization, one executive manager of a small department. So friends, perception is not a reality. So friends, you can go to my podcast. Over 300 YouTube videos are there. You have any questions, you can ask me. And you can go to my Facebook fan page, Ask PTS Podcast, and you can give your comments, you can give your reviews. If you have any questions, you please ask. I will share. If you have any questions, I will answer your question. As I told you, this is mostly meant for my NLP trainees who are spread across the globe. But others are also welcome. It's a layman psychology with mathematical precision. I am 32 years young. Ha ha! And here's the story I have been telling for the last 30 years. So friends, I have done something for the next generation, that is for you. I do not know. I know you are, whether I will meet you or not, but we are spiritually connected. I want you to help me out to reach a bigger society. Kindly subscribe to this podcast, share with your friends, download and share with your friends. Give me a thumbs up in whichever the forum you're doing. And I want my students to please give feedback. Any other questions you'd like to ask, please do ask me. You can go to Ask PTS Podcast fan page of Facebook, and there you can give your comments. Welcome. If you'd like to know about further NLP training, kindly be tuned to my podcast. Subscribe to my podcast. Podcast, you know, is very simple. Many people use podcasts for mastermind group. Recently, I received an email from one of my students from Singapore. He told, "Sir, I use your tape to motivate my group. Every week, ritually, we sit and we take your podcast, we listen to podcast, we discuss and debate how we can apply in life." That's a very creative idea. Thank you, Shal, for doing this. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. See you. Meet you in the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.